Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. We begin in Ontario.
We are taking this matter seriously, and it is currently under review.
Provincial police are investigating the conduct of one of their officers. It happened at Thursday's event involving automaker Honda, attended by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Video filmed by a protester shows the officer revealing the route of Trudeau's motorcade before it entered the facility. He tells the demonstrator he is free to protest, but to avoid using profanity. Acting Staff Sergeant Robert Simpson says the OPP recognizes the right elected officials have to a safe environment.
The video has raised concerns about professionalism and depicts opinions that are not in line with the OPP's values.
Asked Friday about the incident, Trudeau said he emphasizes and understands the right to protest. Southwestern Ontario First Nation Omjanong declared a state of emergency Friday. The First Nation says it's due to an ongoing discharge of a chemical called benzene from a nearby plant. Michelle Song has more.
We're Omjanong. We have a right to a healthy community, including our environment.
Darren Henry is a counselor for Omjanong First Nation, a community now suffering from exposure to benzene, a harmful chemical which can cause cancer. Preliminary data from an Ontario government air pollutant monitor showed elevated levels of the chemical in the community. Henry is calling for accountability.
I just said if I sprayed benzene in anybody's face, I would be charged for assault. And I can't fathom that that's not happening to people responsible for the benzene exposures.
The plant shut down over the weekend. It said to address mechanical issues. INEOS is facing several orders from the province in relation to benzene emissions. The company has not responded to CBC's latest request for comment. Michelle Song, CBC News, Toronto.
The Assembly of First Nations National Chiefs says she wants all airlines to review their policies following what she says was an embarrassing incident on an Air Canada flight.
And then they took my case and they put it in garbage bags. I couldn't say anything at that point. I think I was too stunned.
Cindy Woodhouse Nepinak was traveling from Montreal to Fredericton Wednesday. She says cabin crew tried to stow her headdress in cargo. She eventually was allowed to keep the sacred item with her on the plane. Air Canada has since apologized. Woodhouse Nepinak says she'll be following up with airline officials.
And I'm going to call for a mandatory board member on Air Canada Board of Directors. I think that that's so important, and that it'd be a First Nations person. I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations. Air Canada also needs to have cross-cultural training for their staff.
The Prime Minister calls the incident outrageous. The family of a high school student stabbed to death in Halifax this week says they are grateful for an outpouring of love, support, and condolences. 16-year-old Ahmed Mahar Al-Marak escaped war in Syria with his family several years ago, and his family says his death was left an indelible void in their lives. Al-Marak was found badly injured in a parking garage next to the Halifax Shopping Center on Monday. He died in hospital. The Crown Attorney will be seeking adult penalties to the two 14-year-olds accused in his death. A rare fossil find on Prince Edward Island. It's a fully intact reptile foot. Provincial archaeologist Christian Thoreau calls it very exciting. And he says it's more common to find footprints or tracks than actual fossilized bones like this one.
Track fossils and footprints that we can find from different amphibian, reptiles, even fish and plants around the island, which are more common. But finding the remains of the animal itself is more rare. Like the right conditions have to be in place. Once they are exposed on the shoreline, it takes little time for them to erode away.
Terriol estimates the fossil is about 290 million years old and adds archaeologists will continue to monitor the area in case more parts of the animal were fossilized. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.